Hi, my name is Blythe Alberg, and I would like to welcome you to the Cut the Fat podcast. Visit us at www.cutthefatpodcast.com. If you're new to us, we suggest that you listen to the first 3 to 5 podcasts for the basic toolbox on fat loss.
Well, hello, everybody. My name is Dr. Ray Heinisch.
And I'm Blythe Alberg.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Cut the Fat podcast.
We're excited. We have a great topic today. We're going to be talking about partying, right, Ray?
Partying it is. Yes, actually, we're going to talk about how to survive a party without obliterating all of the results that you've gotten up to this
point. All the hard work that we put in. That's right.
That's right.
Before we get started today, though, we want to introduce our new beginning of the show. It's going to be our new tradition. We're going to read a piece of mail from someone who sent in an email with a question that we think may apply to a lot of listeners. The first email we got is from Linda in Texas, and she's wondering what the best and quickest way to lose 20 pounds is. Currently, she is not on any type of program, but her doctor advised her to lose 20 pounds. She says, where do I start?
This is a good question, I think, because oftentimes when we get questions from people out there, it starts with some sort of immediate need to lose the weight. Like,
that's right.
For a lot of people who are unsuccessful at losing weight, it's oftentimes because they haven't made the final decision that they have to lose the weight. In this situation, we have a young lady who's been told by their doctor that they've got to make a change now or they're going to be suffering consequences, not necessarily 10 years down the line, but possibly within the next year or 5 years.
Right. And before you get any serious health issues that are attached to this extra 20 pounds, why not get started now?
Right. So what's the first thing that we can recommend for her?
The first thing I would recommend to Linda is to listen to our first 1 to 3 podcasts. We give you a great baseline of how to start tracking your nutrition, where to start as far as exercise goes. We talk about the 30-day challenge. Mm-hmm. We talk about getting, you know, just moving.
Right. It seems as though the doctor has done the first part, which is really give you a baseline. We want to be able to track your results.
Right.
So you should have your weight done. It would be great to have a body fat percentage done.
Yes.
Even though it may be uncomfortable for you right now, I think that it's worthwhile to have that done one way or the other.
Even if you just keep it for your own private records.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Maybe do some measurements and take a picture of yourself. Just do it in the privacy of your own home. Just grab a camera or your camera phone, snap a picture in the mirror, just so you know where you're starting and you can monitor how you're changing throughout the next few months.
That's a great idea. I think the National Weight Registry, we had done a podcast on that previously, and mm-hmm. I think they have a great way of getting people started on a program. Now, their idea was take 10% of your total weight. So say Linda is 200 pounds. She's going to work on losing 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then establish a new set point, meaning once she reaches that 20-pound loss, she's going to maintain that for 6 months?
Yes, 3 to 6 months. We talked about this in a previous podcast. I think it's a really great point.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor is recommending a 20-pound weight loss, but unfortunately, I don't know where these doctors get this recommendation.
Right, where, like, the 20 pounds
comes
from.
If she's 150 pounds... Mm-hmm. You know, dropping 20 pounds, that's too much to drop or to aim for in the first go-round.
That's right.
We want to do about 20% of your weight loss. So, like you said, if you're 200 pounds, that would be about 20 pounds that you'd be shooting for.
Right.
And if
mind
you're...
Mind you, shooting for it at like 1 pound a week.
Right.
1 pound of loss a week.
Whenever I hear in questions like this, what is the quickest way to achieve mm-hmm. this weight loss, it really does scare me because I don't think that it's healthy to really shoot for the quickest way, because the quickest way would be to lop off an arm or a leg, you know, or to starve yourself. You'll lose weight. It'll be muscle weight. It'll be, you know, bone weight.
It won't be healthy weight, and it probably won't get you any healthier than you are right now, and your doctor is concerned about your health.
Right. And so for now, the approach that we'd want you to take, it would be to shoot for about between 5 and 10% of your weight mm-hmm. loss. Once you've achieved that, don't try to lose any more weight. Just do everything in your power not to gain that weight back. And do that for the next 3 to 6 months. Once you've maintained that weight for 3 to 6 months, then you say, okay, let's begin again at losing another 5 to 10%.
Right. I love that approach. I mm-hmm. think it's going to be the most successful one. The 30-day challenge was also something we had mentioned previously. And the 30-day challenge is making yourself accountable for exercising for 30 days straight, basically establishing a new routine.
What's kind of interesting about this is we don't really care how hard you work out at this point. We want, you know, if it's walking leisurely for 30 minutes for 30 straight days, including weekends, including holidays. And it's not extremely intense. It's just walking.
Right.
But we just want you to get into the habit. We're not as interested in the caloric burn, how many calories you're burning at this point.
I think that's important for these people to remember.
Right. We just want you to get started with trying to achieve that 1 pound a week of weight loss and doing it in such a way that promotes a change in your overall lifestyle.
Yes.
I think that's important.
Love that. I think that's important too. I guess just make sure, you know, you're not aiming for finding some magic pill and trying to lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks.
Doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. That's the bottom line. The only way you can do that is lopping off a leg.
That's right.
Like you said.
That's right. So just to put it into a summarized fashion, number one, get a starting point for yourself, right? Mm-hmm. You want to find your weight, hopefully body fat percentage, measurements. Your doctor
Pictures,
has taken blood
whatever.
Tests and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. So that's a great place to start. Number two, really focus on the fitness lifestyle. Get out and we want you to do the 30-day challenge. Walk 30 minutes for 30 straight days. No breaks.
Right. No missing.
Yes.
There's no such thing.
Yes.
Even if you're sick, you could probably get up and go for a walk.
Sure. 30 minutes is nothing.
Yep. It's nothing. So get mobile. And then the very last thing I want to remind everybody here is the consistency is key. Once you start this program, give yourself some time to let it work.
Mm-hmm. And I think that those are good starting points for you. If you go back and listen to the previous podcast, you'll get tons of other tips that you can put into use right away to help you achieve your goals.
Yep. Great. Let's get started on our topic, surviving a party.
Absolutely. This is going to be a fun one. So first, let's talk a little bit about what exactly is a party. So in my book, a party is a special occasion for which the main purpose is basically to enjoy yourself and take a break from the pressures of everyday life. You know, a party allows you to take a deep breath and let go of some of the rules that we live by during the median of our life, which is, you know, just our everyday life. We enjoy parties basically because they're are no work expectations. The conversation is typically optional, right?
Typically.
You know, which means you can decide whether or not to talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. And the topics are typically relaxed, and the food is tasty and abundant. It's all over the place.
The food is what brings us to the party.
Oftentimes it is, yes. So what do you do in these situations? Should you give yourself a break from your everyday diet? I mean, after all, it's just one night. It's one party. That one digression is not going to make a difference with your weight, or will it? So that's the topic of today's discussion. What do you do when you're faced with a party?
You know, I think that kind of brings us to the 90-10 rule. If you're doing the right thing 90% of the time, the 10% of the time that you slip up, as long as you get right back on the bandwagon, is really not going to impact your program that much.
Right. And if we do a little bit of pre-planning, it won't even be a slip up, will it?
Right. I usually call that going in with a plan. Knowing, you know, what you plan on eating, what you actually plan to get away with that night, if you will. I mean, that's a horrible way to put it, but
hey,
you know, if you plan on having a few drinks, be honest with yourself. You know, do a little character evaluation and see.
People who had lost tremendous amounts of weight and managed to keep it off for many years, and they looked for what habits they have that might have been responsible for their success in losing weight and keeping it off.
Okay.
Now, one of the findings was that these people who were successful seemed to stay on the program even when they were at parties, even when they were on vacation.
Wow. Okay.
And so it at least lends some compelling evidence to the idea that we should maintain our program even during these times when most people kind of let loose.
Okay. So if you're one of the types of people who is going to allow yourself to go to the party and plan this one night that you've been looking forward to, I guess, eat or drink whatever you want, make sure you get on plan the next day.
Yeah. And
extremely
that was another
important.
One of the findings was the people who didn't follow the program during these parties, they got right back on it the very
mm-hmm.
next day.
And I think that's extremely important.
Right. Now, I'm one of those people who truly believes that life without party food may not be worth living.
I think there are more people on your side than on the other side saying,
right.
I don't attend parties and I won't deviate from my plan.
So for me, I really enjoy going out to a party and eating the food and enjoying the food. And I'm not going to be the type of person who's going to go out there and say to people, you know what, if you're going to go to a party, then you're going to have to eat grilled chicken and salad all night and let everybody else chomp on the sweets and the snacks and the mashed potatoes and all those great tasting other foods, right?
Right. So your promise to yourself is doing whatever you want that night and then hopping right on the next day, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, and I don't think that there's any such thing as a one size fits all when we're talking about weight loss.
You're exactly right. You've got to do a character analysis and be honest with yourself. Find out what type of person you really are. You know your behaviors better than anybody else.
Absolutely. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to kind of give you the steps to take to be able to not just survive these parties without completely gorging yourself, but to help you get back on track. That's the hardest part, I think, for people, is getting back on track and not derailing their entire program from one night letting loose, right?
Right. You know, that's funny you say that. It kind of leads me to think about Thanksgiving, how it kind of rolls over into Christmas. And then everybody talks about gaining 20 pounds before the new year. And then everybody's New Year's resolution is what? Losing 20 pounds that they gained over the holidays. So
right.
I think the biggest red flag there for me is if you probably didn't gain 20 pounds on Thanksgiving,
no.
right? You just didn't get back on the plan or on your program until January 1st.
That's a very good point. So let's start with my first rule. All right. And it's this, it's formulate your rules ahead of time. You know, let me give you some examples. I have some set rules in my own life. For instance, I do not take part in birthday party food.
Okay.
And the reason I don't is because I work in a fairly busy office where we have lots of people working here. And there seems to be a birthday party every other day, you know?
Right.
1 to 3 times a week, people are rolling out the birthday cake and pizza. And, you know, if I were to eat every single time, then I'd be in trouble.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so my first rule is I don't eat birthday party food.
Okay.
All right.
That's a great rule.
But let me give you my second rule. My second rule is, look, I love Christmas. I love Easter. I love Thanksgiving. These are like the big holidays for me. So I may take part in 1 or 2 parties during those seasons. But when Christmas, Easter, and Thanksgiving comes along, you know what? I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to have good tasting food. I'm going to eat mashed potatoes and noodles and roast beef that my mama makes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to set those aside for just like grilled chicken and lettuce.
Right. No. And I don't think you have to. Right?
I agree. And then my third rule is, on grilling holidays, I, for the most part, stick to the program, but, you know, I may allow for a little bit of digression there. Not quite as much as when Christmas and Thanksgiving roll around. But, for instance, I may make grilled chicken and eat it on a low-carb wrap.
Okay.
And I may have a few chips.
That's a great idea.
You know, I may have a couple light beers.
You know, I'm going to say outside parties. You call them grilling parties. Anything where you're barbecuing food is usually loaded with protein. That's a great way to start off. You know, if you go in without a plan, which I hope after this none of you do. But, you know, the best way to start eating when you get to a party is fill yourself up on the vegetables. Start with the healthy foods. Eat some snacks. Eat some vegetables. And then you want to move to what? The proteins. There's plenty of proteins available, even at Thanksgiving and Christmas. Usually there's a big piece of protein on the table, right? A ham or a turkey or a duck or a goose or whatever people eat.
Absolutely.
So fill yourself up on that.
So we call this the chronology of eating. Right? We want to start with the vegetables, and then we go to the protein. And then you can go into the starches. Starches are what?
Like sides, like mashed potatoes, noodles, baked potatoes.
Breads. Things like that.
Yep.
And then you can top off your meal with the sweets at that
point. Dessert time.
But that always comes last. Don't go snacking on, you know, a bowl of M&Ms that are sitting there.
Right.
It's
easy to do.
Right. It is. You have a plan. You go in with a plan. The plan is start with vegetables, grab a salad, grab the protein, and then the starches and the sweets come along. Enjoy them and do so without feeling guilty.
Right. And once you're done, once you feel full, walk away from the table. Walk away. Don't stand there and keep snacking, because I know for me, I'll get into a conversation with somebody and stand right next to the bowl of peanut M&Ms and just keep eating. I'll just keep tossing them in my mouth because I'm not even paying attention to how much I'm eating.
You know, that's a really good point. And in fact, that's one of our main rules. And that is to dedicate 30 minutes to eating and then don't look at the food. Give yourself the ability to totally enjoy the food during that 30 minutes without guilt. Spread your eating throughout the 30 minutes. Don't eat it all in 10 minutes. Eat slowly. Taste it. Feel the texture. You know, enjoy the food.
Right. And once you're done, walk away from the table. Don't rely on the food as your biggest source of entertainment for the night. There are probably other things going on.
Yeah. Like conversation.
Sure.
You know, go around, play games. Usually there are games going on at these different parties and stuff.
Right. Or a push-up contest or something like that if you're at my house.
That's right.
Right. Boredom promotes needless eating. So make sure that you remain active, you know, talking, socializing, enjoying yourself, but not relying on the food
as your source of entertainment.
And the alcohol as your source of entertainment. Right.
Absolutely.
You know, we all feel horrible after you pig out. You get a stomach ache. You just, you don't feel like being active. Remember that going in to the party. Remember that you can eat yourself to a point of being miserable.
Right.
Right. And you don't want to do that. You're at a party. You're here to have fun.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you follow that rule, I think you're going to find that you don't need the food to remain entertained.
That's right? Yeah, you're totally right.
So let's backtrack a bit and go back to before the party.
Okay.
I think that another rule of ours is that you have to determine to pay the price ahead of time, right? Before you walk into the party.
Yes, I think that's an important tip. You know, for females, and this is just an analogy that I'm going to use, but women know what they're going to wear to that party when they wake up that morning.
Right.
Okay. Have a plan very similar, but of what you're going to be eating, what your activities are going to be at the party. Have a plan. 30 minutes at the table. I'm going to have 3 drinks. I'm going to get a ride home. You know, most of us plan if we're going to be drinking to have arrange some sort of a ride to get home.
Mm-hmm.
Why can we plan everything, but just not the eating?
Right. And so we have to also plan to prepare the body to be able to take in these carbs without filling up the fat cells, right?
Yes.
And so here's an approach to do that. The day of the party, what we want you to do is go out to the gym and do a full body workout. You know, use lifting weights, maybe doing circuit training, interval training, stuff that's going to really burn the sugar that's stored up in the muscles.
Okay.
That way, when you eat that evening, there's a place for that sugar to go. The body will want to shove it into the muscles rather than into the fat cells.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so basically you get to choose where those calories go, right?
Right. You can choose where they're going to be stored.
Yeah.
So once you've stored all of those calories in the muscle, it's important to go to the gym the next day or do some form of exercise to get rid of some of those calories. So it really doesn't detriment your plan.
Absolutely. And I don't oftentimes recommend people do 2 full body workouts on consecutive days, but maybe like walking.
Maybe in a case like that, yeah.
Yeah. And do enough that you feel like you've paid the price. Like, don't go for a 20-minute walk and expect that to counteract all the calories that you took in that night before. Just go for an hour walk, an hour and a half walk. Burn away some of that energy that you took in that evening. You'll feel good about it, and it will help you to hit the reset button.
That's right. Yep. It'll get you back in the mode.
And also, eat exceptionally well before you go to the party.
Now, that's something I implement in my rules. I know if I'm going to a party and I plan on having a couple of light beers and nachos or whatever I look forward to eating that night, I make sure I eat really well. And it's actually really easy to do when you know something is coming in the short term.
Right. So, you know, eat higher protein, eat more vegetables throughout the day. Don't snack on you know, sugars and sweets. You shouldn't be doing that anyway. But stick to the program up until the point that you go to the party.
That's right.
And then the next point is determine to pay the price after the fact, which we talked about. The next day, you want to go out. You want to do an hour and a half walk.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that you are back on the program the day after. How important is that, Blythe?
100%. Maybe not so much physically, but mentally it's going to get you back in the game too. I think it's more mental than the physical part. Although you do want to burn the calories you had, so don't get me wrong. The physical part is necessary. But mentally it will get you back into thinking, okay, now I'm back on plan.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So if your computer goes completely haywire, what do? You hit the reset button, right? And that's essentially what we're doing here is we don't want to wait a week before we hit the reset button.
Or 3 months.
Yeah, we want to hit the reset button the following day.
Yep.
And it doesn't necessarily mean we have to skip meals or starve ourselves the following day. It just means you want to really jolt yourself back onto the program. being very, very good about eating the right foods, getting back on the exercise program the day after.
There will be no guilt factor there either. If you do that, you'll feel great while you're partying. You'll feel great about it after. And mm-hmm. you'll probably enjoy it so much that next time you go to a party, you feel that you have that much control.
Yes.
And you'll be okay with doing it again, which I think mentally will not detriment your plan more than if you worry about it.
Right.
You know, and feel you play a guilt trip on yourself the whole next day after, and then you feel like crap.
That's a really great point because, as I mentioned in the beginning, what is a party? A party is a time where you can kind of let go of your everyday life, let go of the stresses of everyday life. And if you're worrying about, you know, are these calories? I always hear people in parties saying, oh, these sweets are going right to my hips. You know,
yeah.
You always hear ladies saying that. It's like there's a guilt that weighs on them while they're trying to enjoy themselves, and they can't enjoy the whole process, right?
Right. But if you go in with a plan, you don't have to have the guilt factor.
Right, right. So I think that's very, very important.
Another tip is grabbing a small plate rather than a big plate.
Yes, yes. Now, people don't realize how important that is.
Mm-hmm.
There is some really good scientific literature, and we're going to talk about this in a future podcast on mindful eating, but it is very, very important. We don't decide how many calories we're going to eat in a meal just by the caloric density of the food or how satiated we feel. The science is suggesting that it's our environment that determines how much we eat. And I'll give you guys just a little teaser.
Mm-hmm.
There was this very interesting study that was done where they basically gave people popcorn in a big tub and
okay.
popcorn in a little tub. Okay.
Okay.
And they sent them into a movie. It was some Mel Gibson movie that they were watching. It was actually in a movie theater. Nobody had any idea that this was a study.
Okay.
But what was interesting was the popcorn they gave everybody was stale old popcorn. Now, it was safe. It was kept in a sterile environment. But it was stale old popcorn.
So basically stuff you probably wouldn't eat given the choice of fresh or stale.
Right. So what ended up happening was the people who had the big tub of popcorn ate significantly more popcorn, even though when they were given a questionnaire about the quality of the food, they said that the popcorn
nasty.
Was stale and nasty. But they ate significantly more than the group that was just given the same popcorn just in a smaller tub.
Wow.
So if we get a plate, choose the smaller plate. It tricks the brain into thinking you're eating more food. It is the perception of how much you eat that determines how satiated you are, not the amount of calories that you've eaten. That's a very important point. So all you got to do is when you go to the party, just grab a small plate rather than a big plate and put your food on that smaller plate.
Even if you just start there.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
That's a great tip.
And we're going to talk a lot more about that in a future podcast, guys.
Okay.
And I'm really excited about that because the research that's out there about how our mind perceives the food that we're eating, it's totally intriguing. So I think
yeah.
you guys will find it very interesting.
I think I could learn from that. No, very cool. Okay. The next rule on the list, and I love this one, and those of you who have listened to previous podcasts know that this is something that I preach all the time. Drink plenty of water. Number one, it will help you feel fuller.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, it's healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, it's going to help you get rid of all of the extra calories and things. You know, your body is going to work more like a well-oiled machine if you keep it hydrated. So if you're going to be drinking alcohol and things like that, have a drink and then have a glass of water. Have a drink and then have a glass of water. And you'll probably feel better the next day because you did so.
Very good recommendation. Absolutely.
Water is important in everyday life and in party life.
Right. Well, you brought up alcohol, so why don't we talk a bit about that? What do you recommend when it comes to alcohol?
If you choose to drink, I'm not a big drinker, but I do enjoy, you know, when I go to holiday parties, I'm going to have a couple of drinks. Those are the things that I let loose on. I don't go crazy. I don't get drunk or anything. I can't remember the last time I was, but mm-hmm. I do enjoy a couple of drinks. I would recommend that if somebody out there likes mixed drinks, have your alcohol mixed with a diet soda.
Yes.
And if you're somebody who likes drinking beer, which is kind of what I like, mm-hmm. I would say go for some of those low-calorie beers, the low-carb beers that they've got out there, the MGD 64. That's only got 64 calories in it, and that's a pretty good-tasting beer. It's really not going to impact your body much by drinking something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, when I go out, I do it the same way. I may have a couple of beers, usually two, maybe three,
mm-hmm.
and they're always light beers,
mm-hmm.
Either Michelob Ultra or Miller Lite. Those are, I think, good sources. If people are going to drink, those are the types of drinks you want to partake in.
Right, right. It's not going to totally crash your plan. You know, sometimes if you drink a whole mixed drink with like a Jack and Coke, I'm just going to say, there is so much sugar in that can of Coke.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're drinking just plain soda at the party, aim for the diet sodas.
Yeah, and the margaritas and things like that, let me tell you, those can be so full of calories.
Just
they can completely
full.
Add half a pound worth of fat just from drinking two margaritas because they can have so many calories in them.
That's crazy. And I think a lot of people don't know that. Alcohol shuts down the part of your brain that is responsible for willpower.
Ah.
So I think, number one, it's important to start off with the healthy foods. Like we said, when we went back through the food chronology, mm-hmm. vegetables, proteins, starches, don't start with just alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You probably won't make as wise of choices.
Mm-hmm.
Get some food in your system before you drink. And the more you drink, the more likely you are to let loose. We all are familiar with the McDonald's 2 a.m. drive-thru.
Yes, from the college days.
From the old days, yeah. So be mindful of what you're eating. Be mindful of what you're drinking. And
you
go
know,
in with a plan and have rules set for yourself.
Yes. So that's pretty much our show on how to party successfully while you're on a weight loss program, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So here's your goal for the next few weeks. All right. Those of you who are listening during this holiday season, I realize that some of you are probably listening to this podcast well after the holiday season, but here's the approach I want you to take. I want you to go out. I want you to go to two holiday parties that you may not necessarily go to otherwise. And I want you to just use it as a means of practicing some of the things that we've recommended.
Oh, great
you know?
Idea.
So don't reserve this for your main parties. Just choose two extra parties to go to. And your entire purpose is to utilize some of the tools that you learned here today just to kind of reinforce them, right?
Okay. So we're encouraging people to get out there and party and
Absolutely.
Not feel bad about it,
what
right?
What other weight loss podcast could possibly do that?
That's right. You know, and you really should be able to live your life and be happy and be comfortable because it really is too short. But it can be done and you can lose weight at the same time.
Absolutely. And, you know, the bottom line is get back on the program as soon as the party is finished.
That's right.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We got more podcasts coming to you. Again, check us out on the web at www.cutthefatpodcast.com. We now got our Facebook set up, right?
Yeah, we do. We have a Facebook account, Cut the Fat Podcast. Just do a search for us and up we pop. Leave a post on the page if you like. Don't forget to send us emails and giving us an authorization to read your email on air so we can answer your questions.
Right. If it's a private email, just type, you know, this is a private email, if you don't mind, and we will respond privately. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
And
to
when
me.
You go to Facebook, it's Cut the Fat Podcast, all one word, all
yes,
together.
Just
and
like
you'll
the
find
website.
Us on there. And just, you know, please become a fan. Our goal is to get to 1,000 by January 30th.
I think we can do that.
I think we can do that.
That's
so
manageable.
You guys, thanks for tuning in. Also, check us out on iTunes. Tell all your friends. Go on there. And if you love our podcast, please go on there and give us 5 stars. It helps us to achieve higher ratings on the iTunes search engine. Okay?
Sounds great. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And again, we're going to leave you with the Grilled Lincolns song, Something New. Thank you very much for tuning in on CutTheFatPodcast.com.
something new. Well, I'm your brother and I hope you too. I don't know what can make you feel your days, but for now I wish you'd just come back when you're okay. Forget your shoes, just wear your flip-flops in the snow. It's hard to really